Final round of locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA as we get ready for sub-state basketball here in Kansas. And now an opportunity to talk Wetmore basketball with girls head coach Irene Kiefer, presented by Holton Community Hospital, Wetmore Family Medicine. Coach, it's been a long grind from late November, early December to now near late February as sub-state is here and getting ready for a matchup on Friday night. But, you know, going back to since the last time we spoke last week, a 1-1 week, you got a victory in a non-league game against Cornerstone last Friday. That was a 44-29 final, but Onega able to get a win in the regular season finale on Monday this week, 41-36. How do you kind of feel about the team in the last couple of games as now we're getting ready for sub-state?
I think we've taken big strides. Like you said, we had that big win over Cornerstone and we had the loss against Onega, but I know it's kind of weird to say, but I think Onega was a good loss because we started behind the entire game and we went into the fourth quarter down by 14, and just the mentality that the girls had, it was the first time I've seen it all season. You know, normally we kind of get down on ourselves and we make mistakes and we just kind of shut down, but that wasn't there at all these last couple of games. They made mistakes, they corrected them, they kept their heads up the entire game and fought to the very end. And I know we gave Onega a good fight there towards the end. We pulled in and we, you know, came down at the 7-point loss, but we had them on their heels for a little bit. And, you know, just seeing the fight in all the girls was incredible to see. And, you know, I think they're ready. You know, we've talked all season that, you know, towards the end of the season, it's not about your record, it's about how you finish. And I think they're ready to put up a fight and finish strong.
Yeah, certainly you got to wipe the records out the window when we get to sub-state. And, you know, this Class 1A Division 2 sub-state, Axtell is the host. And speaking of Axtell, that's who you will get on Friday night. You guys being the 4 seed have the luxury of playing that game at home, 7 o'clock for that tip. You know, Axtell's kind of limping their way into the postseason. They've lost 12 straight. But again, your team coming off a win last Friday against Cornerstone with a little bit of momentum building up. Got a couple of days for practice this week, but for you as a head coach, does things kind of change with preparation and practices now that we're in sub-state, or is it pretty much even keel for you?
It's kind of, you know, a little bit of both. You know, we want to give a little bit of a break because, you know, we don't want to overdo it having, you know, a 7-player varsity lineup. But we also want to make sure we keep that momentum going and not giving, you know, we don't want to back off too much so when Friday rolls around, we're, we're kind of starting off sluggish. We want to kind of keep the pedal to the metal, you know. We faced Axtell earlier in the year, and they came away with that victory. But, you know, we're a different team than we were. That was only our second regular season game together as a team. And I know Axtell's better than what they, you know, started off the season with, too. So it's just the same mentality of keep fighting and make those mistakes, throw them out the window, correct them, and keep moving forward.
Yeah, it seems like a long time ago since that first matchup with Axtell. That was back in mid-December. Do you take much away from that first matchup, considering it was so long ago, or are you more focused on what they've done recently in terms of your preparation and your scout for them?
Kind of a little bit of both. I've gone back and watched our game against them, and I've been watching some more of their recent games. You know, it's all about matchups. You know, they could play us differently than they would play a different team. The same with us. You know, we'll play them differently than we play another team. The girls have grown so much, and I've grown myself as a coach. You know, I see the mistakes I personally made and correcting those for the girls too. But they're playing more complete as a team. Early on in the Axtell game, it was, you know, all Kenzie Strothman. But now everybody else is stepping up. Caitlin Claycamp being huge defensively. Evie Sanzone is stepping up her offensive game. Riley Nichols is taking better shots than I don't even think she took any shots that first game. So, I mean, as a team, we're starting to come around, and I'm excited to see what Friday brings.
Friday night, 7 o'clock at Wetmore, they host Axtell, the 4-5 matchup in the Class 1A D2 Axtell Substate. Winner moves on next week to take on the top seed Hanover for a semifinal game, and then potentially a substate championship game looms a week from Saturday. Coach, thanks again for joining us throughout the course of the season. We appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday night against Axtell, and hopefully we can talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much.